Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Or evening for those in the different country. I'm just making sure we've got it all ready and let's go. So welcome to the show. And what you're going to be seeing today is Bright Change, Walk Into Your Purpose, Be a Success Ritual, and as well as welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's get this show started, and let's make sure we have some ground rules about how the show's going to go. The main thing is I expect a level of decorum, discourse on my live to be every bit a professional. I expect there'll be limited curse words, and if you're in the chat, no levels of bullying, harassment, terrorism, provoking, or gaslighting of anybody on the live chat. No arguing. If I catch you arguing, you're kicked off here. I want you guys to understand what's important here and doing this live stream. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the live show. You may call 515-602-9765. I wanted to get some of the formalities out of the way so that you guys are aware of what's going on. I'm making sure that we have our shows that become more professional. They're not disrupted, and there's no more levels of anti-people buffoonery that's been going on with these lives and levels of disruption and discord and misconduct that's been going on. Especially with IT things that I'll be addressing with top people and AT&T going forward. That I want to make sure that we're doing everything to make sure we have minimal distraction. And I want to make sure that there is a level of discourse and professionalism when we go to these presentations and things like that. This is live, 515-602-9765. You're welcome to call in. As those of you are so involved, welcome, welcome, welcome. You give us an honor of you, Club Helper. Club Baby, welcome. If you're my young adult, adolescent, make sure you have permission to come on and listen to the live. So we're going to be talking about success rituals and what does success mean to us. So we're going to do some homework first. I want to make sure that we got everything straightened out and good to go. So everything's public and the show must go on. So welcome, welcome, welcome to Break Change, Walk Into Your Success and Your Purpose. Time to break this change, implement change, moving into your success and purpose. How are you moving into your success and purpose is several things. Simplicity and level of organization. You got to learn to live without fear and guilt of trying to go after your dreams or getting closer to your dreams. And making wise investments and decisions, even in your personal life, professional life, or if you're a business person just as I am, a level of entrepreneurial background and levels of learning in business. You learn how to conduct yourself in such a manner that everything is working out well. You continue even if you're going through levels of things and periods of conduct or misconduct or things that are happening in business that are not contributing to your level of established success. So when we talk about all these things, just like we talk about other personal lives, which only the exclusive people will get those lives from now on. I want you guys to understand how hard it is to rebuild business after so much damage. But I want you guys to understand, when you log on to the Power to Do More at talkradiodiva.com, and when you go and book the appointments with INCC Coaching or INCC for your specialty appointment, or don't do the coaching for everybody who's non-IM, to be able to go get your appointments and things like that, or to more online for children, adolescents, young adults, that you understand how important it is with Talk Radio Diva, the Power to Do More, when we're doing our level of Magic Twitter, Magic Facebook, with a mental health Twitter, mental health Facebook, our levels in depth of support Facebook and support Twitter, where we are there as allies in mental health, behavioral health, and also as a licensed wellness coach. I help bring to gap where there are doctors who are prescribing licensed to treat will diagnose you if you need diagnosis if you're dealing with things that I felt with. So I wanted to make sure that we come together and a collective to begin to try to break those chains, implement change, and moving into our success and our purpose. Part of my purpose through trauma and PTSD and breaking those chains and walking to a purpose and a success is that I learned to have adapt. I learned how to have success rituals to help me begin to go find my purpose outside of trauma and PTSD and not live as a victim but victorious and become a wounded warrior and become a level of a victorious in business and levels of success rituals and performance of those success rituals to become a better, more enlightened person and also deal with levels of hardship that happen to me. So We're in the clubhouse. I'm going to make sure I share it with you guys. For those of you who want to join the clubhouse and things like that, as long as you're appropriate and have a level of manner of discourse that's appropriate for my life, you're more than welcome to raise your hand, John, raise your hand, and we can have this conversation, and you guys can tell me the story, and we can have a break. And you're also welcome to call in 515-602-9765. That is our number. And you may also text our number as well. And that is the level of 866-727-9323 or 404-418-5104, Anchor Live Suite Live Chat, and things like that. And more than welcome to go into the chat itself. And you're more than welcome to put pound IMCC, make a comment, and you get entered in the giveaway. The giveaway is sponsored and brought to you by CC Fashionista, and as well as Fashionista Printables. That is the parent company of mine that we do a level of design work and levels of printable work for you guys to be able to get T-shirts, merchandise, cups, and things like that. So whenever you go enter into the actual giveaway itself that we have on our live stream, you put pound IMCC, and in the comments, I'll be able to put you in a raffle to be able to get something free and merchandise from my Etsy store, which is the Fashionista Printable, CC Fashionista Printable, or CC Printable. That's on Twitter, Facebook. So you can go there, check out the different things and merchandise so you can be able to pick out something. So what we're going to be giving away this week is gamer merchandise. If you are a gamer, you will be getting a free gamer shirt. If you are not a gamer, you'll be getting a regular dress or a shirt that has something that you'll like. You can pick it up from the store, and you'll be sent it free of charge. Again, put down IMCC in your comments, and you're more than welcome to do that. My clubhouse is going to go straight to the actual link on the page for Down Diva Coaching, IMCC Coaching, and as well as Team World Online, and you'll be able to get the enter it that way, and you can go straight to the Facebook page, and you can hit down IMCC, and then you can put your comment in on there, and then I'll be able to enter you in the raffle. So good luck. So hard on that part. If you want to donate to the expansion of the business of IMCC Coaching, Dawn Diva Coaching, Team World Online, or Talk Radio Diva, the power to do more, you're welcome to log on talkradiodiva.com to do that, or you can go to the actual specific business square cash app at $IMCC Coaching, $DawnDivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline, or Talk Radio Diva. You don't have to. You're not made to. I'm not hurting for anything. I just want you guys to understand that you're expanding the business. You are a shareholder, and you begin to be a curator of content that comes out here. So you'll be able to be a part of the power to do more, talkradiodiva.com, and also other levels of coaching businesses and things like that. They're made to help people, not hinder people, but to help you become a better person and a good global citizen if you are an IAM citizen, and be a beacon of light and a beacon of order and things that we need to go back to, things that we all knew and things we were born with before life hit us all. So with that being said, welcome to the clubhouse, welcome to the live, and welcome to the live show on talkradiodiva.com, our morning radio show, our evening radio show. Of course, we've got all the screen first, and then we'll get into the content. It's not going to take very long. Talk Radio Diva is formulated for our mental health talk radio, our behavioral health talk radio, and also for regular talk radio. To have fun and talk about different subjects. Some days we may have some little kinky stuff going on, or sometimes we'll have some regular professional stuff going on. It just depends on what we choose with topics of content, especially with our level of daytime tea time with Talk Radio Diva or evening tea time with Talk Radio Diva. So you'll be able to catch our different shows and things like that. And I want to make sure you guys understand how important the imperative it is to be professional anytime we're live and anytime we're having discussions and discourse and things like that. Welcome yet again, heart, and welcome to my Facebookers, and then those that are on YouTube, welcome, heart, and then those who are on Twitter, sweet, feeble moment, heart. So welcome. Strategies that help us and comprehending ourselves to the core, our businesses to the core, if you're a business person, or if you are a regular civilian, support staff personnel, how to tolerate doing workplace and dealing with your coworkers and having a level of professional discourse and enjoying your job and engaging your job without support workers or staff workers or floor-level workers. Those of us who are entrepreneurs cannot function without you. So I want you guys to understand how important it is to be even a regular worker, everyday Joe and Jane, to go to work and clock in. Because without you, I would not have a business. Without you, I would not have staff. Without you who do donate and do things and help to build the business and become content creators with me and build this business, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So heartily thank you. And to all the essential workers out here during COVID who are making sure that anybody that works for me in state doesn't end up with the COVID and things like that, thank you, thank you, thank you. Heart. So with that being said, we're talking about success rituals. Part of that is having your frontline people, your nurses, your doctors, your lawyers, your people who go out there and make sure there's adequate levels of representation when things are going on during the pandemic, when there's levels of doctors and the people who give us a Fauci, ouchie, ouch, and go and give us our shot. All those things that we need to go and function as regular adults, and whether you're a frontline personnel or whether you are a staff worker or solutions and management or a business owner C-suite level, all of you are important when it comes down to success. So when you're creating levels of wealth, meaning mental wealth, emotional wealth, behavioral wealth, it goes hand in hand with success rituals. So never be afraid to believe in your ability, and you should take smart risks. And some of the smart risks are taking your COVID test and making sure you're not COVID positive. If you're COVID positive, take your vaccines, take things that you need to do, and do what you're born and bred to do, and be a good global IM citizen or a regular citizen, and go out there and do what you need to do. So you continue to work out there and continue to make businesses fun and continue to make our lives normal so we can all get back to normal. Nothing's ever going to be the same with us. All of us have been affected by COVID. We all know that. But take your COVID test and things like that and take your COVID shot. You can go do it at Walmart, CVS. I told you all about that. So success rituals, what are they? Let's do some homework. Let's juggle it. Or we can duck-duck-go it, or we can do Bing it, or whatever you want to call it, whatever your favorite browser is, Safari, if you feel like it. So with that being said, let's juggle it. Let's do our homework now. What does success mean to you? We're going to go look at the word itself, success, and what its meaning is. And then we're going to go from success one more far into one of the breakers saying, still going to change, and move into your success and purpose. As part of the level of holistic, there's therapy, mental therapy, and a level of talk therapy. That's why we have talk radio here, that's why. And it's my formula, so you guys can begin to talk with things. And we don't feel taboo about talking about success. And we all have purpose in our day. And our daily agenda is to be successful, happy, peaceful, and have a level of wealth or what we've seen as contentment with our level of financial standards or emotional or economic culture. We don't have to be a billionaire to be content. We don't have to be a thousandaire to be content. As long as you can live right, do right, and have a good life, take it. What is it? It's different from succession and things like that, like success. In the modern Oxford Language Dictionary, it means accomplishment of a game or purpose. The archaic meaning of it is a good or bad outcome of undertaking, the good of an ill success of their marathon empire, or other things like that. So that doesn't quite apply. But if you have a level of success versus performance, in a marathon, they say you have shifts, right? And you're going to go and build a shift. What does it take? Successful building up to that marathon shift, right? So in the archaic meaning of a level of shift and being able to sail around the world, what does it take? Essential workers. You're going to build those shifts to a level of standards to be able to think, correct? It means that there's a thin line between success and failure. So when you have a purpose, people invert change, people make change, and we lead to success and purpose, you go for attainment of a level of social status, environmental status, a considerable amount of wealth that can come to that, or a level of stable stability and finance, or an attainment of either fame or non-fame, but a level of feeling like you're acknowledged, accepted, a success level of community steadiness, a level of unity, abundance, advancement. So when a person attains achieve a desired end or same thing or wealth, overall, the fair was a great success. So when you think about going to the city fair, town fair, something like that, or a unity festival, you think about a level of community steadiness to make a festival or a level of abundance of resources to come together to make a fair come
together and successful. So those are examples of success. The last one is today, and the last one is successive, and the English term is succeed. So it's mid-16th century, from Latin successive, from the verb success, succeed, come close or after. So it means after you go on to the levels of ritual that bring you to a successful outcome or purpose. What is my acronym for success? Accomplishment, achievement, advance, benefit, profit, prosperity, win, abundance. So now you guys understand what my advance and abundance is. It's a level of resource on campus. And that is the limiting one. So we have to shine some light on the level of time to break this chain, implement change, moving into their success, be perfect, but by doing that, it's a success ritual. So now you guys understand. So we got that down pat, and you guys understand what it means to be successful in life. It's not easy when you have levels and layers of things that happen to you that cause you to delay success or levels of stress of success or facilitate levels of difficulty. Things that come along, or people who try to find success by treating their hardship and a level of emotional resiliency, you have to continue to go and become successful, victorious, prosperous, profitable, beneficial, advancement, achievement, accomplishment, or win in life, whether you have hardship or not. So my best answer is, when we get into the meat of the table. So we're in module five, and we're going next to module 6, to morning success ritual. I'm going to talk about evening success ritual in module 7. So, I told you it's going to be 2-month series of this because it's a long series, and we need to talk about it. So, in the vast amount of information that we see in morning success ritual, the last one of people who are successful in the world of marriage attention. If everyone is to start the day right, between your big momentum for the rest of your day. So we're going to talk about all the different things in the PowerPoint presentation later. I want you guys to understand the difference from smiling in the morning and you get out. Your first type of surgery seems to be a smile. A smile is great. It's the best cosmetic surgery, and it will help you to be loud. So when you think about that in cosmetic surgery, it means you have so many muscles to go and frown. If you have too much frown, I'll tie out. You've got so many extreme muscles that it takes to bring your frown. So turn the frown right side up, and begin to smile. You got to smile to spite us. You're going through things that are crying, emotionally damaging, or destructive to your wealthy emotional health. So if you don't know what that is, it's going to be hard to smile. But show gratitude. Begin to look at everything that can make you smile. Begin to look at the things that you can show gratitude around you, around your environment, around you, even if you're not exhausted. For meditation, you'll hear your inner voice more distinctly, or mindfulness, or mindfulness training, or levels of DBT, or DBT training, if you're chosen. So I have the opportunity to stretch the soul and discover your profound desires, your purpose, your heart, and the reasons why you need to continue to be what I and be successful in my life. Sometimes, if you listen to me, you begin to understand exactly what your path should be. Because everybody is being a billionaire, millionaire, billionaire, or comfortable in their life, lifestyle, has been to a level of hardship, whether manufactured, targeted, or a little bit of life, into women, and the others, and into women. We've got to cut our bones up. It comes to the question of what we're doing now. It's been a long time. Begin to drink more water, just like I'm drinking water right now. Drink some water, make the layers to hydrate the body. Water helps with circulation and boosts your skin tone. If it's a weight loss, it's an air position of your body. Water can be free to drink and have. It's important that you always have such a position that they know if that's your body's expression and before it's something you do. Unless you drink totally more water, people are playing my face with that. I'm like, wherever it comes from, as long as it's water. Rather than drink water, positive affirmation. You need positive affirmation, motivation, audience, your folks are a great way to work with motivation. It's like I want to know if I feel on. You can get motivational with those, you're very clear. And that's where you can get people and others are also trusting the people and love the people to help you build the level of understanding, the level of fun, or and you learn to read and the love of reading, it will help you to graduate from life and become a better successful person. The greater knowledge of everything and learning to help you successful, motivated, and happy. Let me give you some books that y'all work hard to tell. Love is in your heart, too. I need your first for people who want to go and get your books to begin to search for in your writing book. You're more than welcome to do so. And there's different books like Modern Instagram Marketing, Modern Facebook Marketing, Modern Twitter Marketing, YouTube Authority, books that help you, or things like Amazon, fulfilled by Amazon Success. Those things that help us to more. So if you're a brand new business person and you want to get something like that, you can just go to your website or pick up these books that help you to brand over. Market that help you to go and develop your love of books that you want to put on your store. You're able to use those. You'll have personal ones. You'll go get into books once you buy them. And then you're able to put them on to get you to be able to choose to become a level of employee and your niche. And as a business coach, as a wellness coach, and as a health coach, and as well as a family coach, and a work coach, I want you guys to understand why it's important to bring and become a level of family through my study. A level of confidence that becomes every bit of success if that's what your mission is, that you're destined to do. So I found my calling and I found my success and I found my purpose in giving, branding, building brands, and also a level of guidance and coaching. I've always been told to be a great coach, a great instructor, a great teacher. So my friends do something different. All of them have different professions. My minor is in human resources and my degree is in management. So I was going through a lot of things. I was working in the business for myself as well. Financially, was so full of it, and I took it. So part of my love of things that I don't like to talk about me, I learned to get this moment from it upside down while I was doing a look at the college application. So I'm going to give you some books that help you to do this, to build yourself up. But there are different areas of my life to go up. Some of them are in motivation, personal development, things that help you to begin to grow and become a better person. And so when you're looking at all these different things, you begin to say to yourself, what do I want to do? I'm trying to be motivated, mindful, clean, good personal development, or health, mind, body, and spirit. So let's choose one. Good personal development. That's how you can look at it. If you've got a concern about me, you'll hear why. So we'll start calling all the books that we help people who need personal development. You have to build their development. Many more times is great. If you are self-disciplined, if you have the money, reclaiming your time, bulletproof motivation, how to work out with others, sharpen the level of your memory, getting things done, coping with stress. So those are a couple of things that I've been able to deal with. And I'm asking my company that I go with the company to go with my company to go with my company. So what I do is to be able to and one of the main things that I'm telling about my collaboration is I always say that I told them that fall down 11 to fall down 11 years. What? So I want you guys to understand how important it is when I do my thing, do my business coaching, so I've been talking to my friends, and we started with things like that, and we also have a level of Facebook group that does do really great from time to time. And if you're a customer, then you can come in there, run the Facebook group, and get answers for you. I'm really hoping that you're going to get out of here. I'm not going to be coming to the end of the day because it's a more than that. So, with that being said, here's what you're going to learn. So, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that 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 I'm going and where you go with that, what are the models and books that are very helpful for the innovation. So, I'm going to give you my statement again. We have to do my field. Here. And you go again back to your house floor. You hit it right, and you're down to the floor. You think about counsel on the floor. The cure all for him. What did you say? Counsel on the floor. The disease that he's in. Helping with stress. On the fear of an indiscretion. The Holy Bible is in this person. If you look at meditation for the years, you got to meditation. Growing the organic vegetables, the herbal cure. If you're having weight issues, you want to eat yourself sick. Releasing your stress is yoga. Change your life. So when you pick up these books, it will help you to be a source of motivation. So I want you to understand how important this is. From your favorite motivator, irresistible confident affirmation is a must to be able to see. You don't have to learn to read really so it's inspirational things to both for your supermarket, coach, or it's wrong coach, or it's your coach, or your business coach, or learning to say all one. Or if it's your health and wellness coach, or my level of your divorce coach. And if you want to all of the advice, we'll begin to look at the different things you need so that you begin to walk through the next care, not make a break together. While you're also seeing what they got. And as I get more doctors for myself, I begin to get treatment with doctors and the work on that and begin to be older. And I'm going to get to the doctor certified by that and start to have all my PCS and my internship program. So be able to see me and bring all of that baby to me for the 1 or 2 years. You can go to the love point of the depends with the priority of things that you can do. They can come to my machine. I want to change for the 6 or 7 pregnant. And do it gradually. And then on top of that, we of the challenges and the programs for you that you can do it yourself at home. But thinking back on from your coaching and begin to look at life plans of what you're doing in front of you. And success is only what success is that will work for you. It's like success. So that being said, once you're able to understand what you're able to do, it's a lot of your great forms of inspiration, spiritual teaching, your success, which is performance, what age you're able to see. So this will help you to come to an automated voice of making. Oh, this is really what you need to do. You're going to be a true success or a purpose. So thinking among the top research that you want to do is really good on. Take time for me when you want to read. Open up a book. This is a book for the past and the subject. And begin to go and take power and possession of your mind. But begin to control your mind at a level of mind control that helps you to understand how to go through the self successful, radical, or live in your self esteem success. What in your successful or famous? Successful content or living in the purpose of working on your life. So, most of the knowledge you acquire in the company you experience is to teach yourself, but sometimes your experience can be some unsuccessful that you have to break the chain and begin to implement to the goals which you expect to serve. So, part of it is exercise. The next time you visit, you can exercise going for a walk or a run. Do some stretches or yoga. Things like this suggest several odds, you know, and price the alone. By the time you complete the above activities, you'll fully feel rejuvenated and begin to face your new day. So can I tell you about those different successful people who have been there for years, who don't care about the success, what did they do? Success ritual and purposeful ritual and help them build their life up to success. Because everything that is designed to come to a place of bondage or obstacles of hardship or things that happen to you. Or things that lie through us that maybe to go to motivate past growth, first of all, and begin to take it from on, and begin to go and put it upside down to the success of the person to become even more successful. So when you think about the rejuvenation technique, the ritual, you begin to see the new day and a better day. So you have to start with your most challenging task, and then work your way to the other. By spending your day can help the start day, and then your end of the day. Therefore, now, whether or not you had a good day or a bad day, always you take something to be gratitude or mindful or a level of courage to begin to sit down and get what's good about your day, like what's bad about your day. That's easier said than done. Your body needs time to unwind from wearing your work day or whether you're a home-based business or a regular going to work for someone. You still have to have the office of work day. Take time to relax and make easy. Doesn't it come to your family or your spouse or your life partner or someone that you date or if you're engaged? Make sure you don't say anything. Again, you want everything from the day unwind. Say epic. The day was kind of crap, or the day was great. Then sit down and unwind. Begin to take 30 minutes to an hour to debrief, decompress, and begin to let it unwind. And you know something. Begin to never neglect the ones you love in your pursuit to safety, sovereignty, wellness, health, or even if you want to be famous. Whatever you decide to do, I'm not telling you that's the one thing to say. You want to go into it, it's great and wonderful if you work part-time in the community. And if you decide you want to go into it, the same thing with money. You want to go into that formula. You want to go into that purpose. It helps you begin to understand your life. And if you become famous, that's the same thing. To be successful, begin to perform a level of succession and success versus to success in your purpose. And my goal is to be present. That includes behavioral health, mental health, emotional health, and things are going to come down. Who are you to? If life begins to break you down, go see a provider. Go see your own coach, your health coach, your divorce coach, your business coach, to help you begin to brand and still become and maintain your mindful and successful in your purpose. And trying to break this chain or implement change or moving into your successful purpose by understanding what it is you're trying to do. So it's very lonely at the top of the ladder of success when you're facing pronouncing. If you don't have anyone to share your success with, so you have to begin to try to play. Trying to break this chain, implement change, moving into your successful purpose, or finding it. So you go into lesson 6, plan for tomorrow. Make plans for the next day. Prioritize and plan. Make a list of those that are critical skills that we support you know, or are detrimental to the success, performance of ritual change, performance of purpose. And what the game for achieving that task. And be mindful of that and start to begin to make a plan. Why plan or any type of plan that's out there for you to be successful and purposeful and mindful of what you're trying to do and successful. If something prevents you from that level of task of planning, then it's helpful that you can exercise the level of planning to remove those people who are not mindful of your success or your purpose, or don't care for your successful purpose, or it makes them feel little or small, and they begin to go and orchestrate well so you not to be successful or purposeful. So that's where you have to begin to look at your strategic plan, or begin to look at your daily, everyday routine, and maybe begin to look at exercising your thinking and planning. One for personal, for fun, or even more aware of being how to eat, how to sleep, and then begin to look at this task to see if it's about to the world of working yourself to death, or not working yourself to death, or not being mindful, or not being present or successful in your purpose, because the things are most dominating factors, or formulating to us not being successful, or definite, or being your purpose, or walking in your purpose. And whatever my life patients that ain't steps and don't walk, they have to be settled into a healthy, comfortable future. So with that being said, I want to make this short and sweet. We're going to go into tomorrow, module 7, and evening success ritual. Like I told you, I wanted to make this module short and sweet. I wanted to make sure that they were good for you guys to get these and listen to it without going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So for my clubhouses, do I have any questions here? It's only my bubble size, the spirit data in 36 box. We are more than welcome to count INCC, and we are more than welcome to comment on here as long as your comments are not just word written, as long as you're not being provoking, gaslighting, or abusive, or damaging to the lie, or the purpose of the lie, then you're more than welcome to comment. You're more than welcome to attend the lie. You're more than welcome to go to the interview. You're more than welcome to donate to the lie, and I'll let you do so. You are exploring if anything important to me as a shareholder. And as content creator with me and building this brand and this business, I implore all of you to do this content for all things. It's more important to me than this one. So with the end of the day, I do this because it's my purpose. It's my success. It's everything that makes me happy. That's why I'm so successful. And I wish you guys understand as a business mentor, I think that I've been doing this for a couple of years. And it's very important for me to work my success. And my purpose is to be a good man, a good teaching of life, a high-end citizen of the global system, and also a good mother, entrepreneur, and many, many others in my society, many good wives, and also a good circuit around my mother. And we have a bunch of babies running around, breaking down the order of life and helping them be successful with their identity. So with that being said, for all of you guys, to have a great protection of course from Soma, online, level, and Facebook, on the live stream, and as well as the next quarter on the live stream. I always enter into the giveaway for school stuff, and I'm pretty soon moving up to have 4 days to 5 nights, or level 5 days to 4 nights. I'll give away to you to go to the same on courses, or even to go to the same to Atlanta, or to different places. So I have a great class to help you guys all day. So you'll be seeing it on the website for you guys to enter to do all the different things. You will not coach, guys. We're growing here. So I want you guys to understand I'm going to my level of success circle and purpose circle and mindfulness and mindset training and brain training. It has become everything that was designed the first thing that I tell me to overcome. Extremely hard, even as a traumatized victim. I want to be victorious because not all people know what we call self-survivors make it out. That's what we call self-survivors. We just survive things that cannot give us. So with that being said, break change, walk into your purpose, being successful on my podcast. Thank you for attending. Heart, come and stand again. I want to see you guys back the next time. And then anybody else who's attending to Twitter, I want you guys to go to Twitter. I'm thankful and commenting and making sure that your comments are appropriate, or delete them, and I will block you from banning your fortune center. I can handle me on social media, I need to for the same exact question, and to make sure that you have the most information as a level of conduct, a lot of levels of professionalism, and a level of presentation on Facebook. So I thank you guys for being here for the one. I thank YouTube, I thank Twitter, I thank Facebook for working, I think what's better for me. And I appreciate all of the things that I'm doing, and who are making this possible. I appreciate you.